طيب الذين انما المؤمنون الذين امنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا very the believers are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, whom Allah has doubted, then they have no doubt. They have no doubt at all concerning this their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Okay? So one must take it being certain, alright? Which is certain. No matter the condition you have. Unfortunately today, we have Muslims due to some challenges that they face in life, due to difficulty, due to sickness, due to hardship, economic hardship, and what have you, you find out that their iman, their faith in Allah begins to become weakened. You find out that they are doubting their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some will say, I have supplicated and supplicated and supplicated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not granted my wish. Do you think that there is Allah at all? This is wrong. All right, one must believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full certainty. This is not my book. Maybe you can hear my So.
Enter into the world of Islam in totality.
Okay, so total submission is required. The fifth condition is truthfulness of faith. Alright, what you say, you must be truthful in your statement of faith. Because if you are not truthful, it means that you are what? It means that you are a hypocrite. Alright? That's the meaning of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means to profess something that is contrary to what you have, what you hide in your mind. Alright? The hypocrisy will have told, which I will profess, they will come to the and say what? Is that the apple will have to go? Follow? Next, have in that the Rasul of Allah. And that is for Allah, yeah, Adam, in that the Rasul of Allah. One man, yes, Adam, in that the Nazikina, the Kazibun. Alright? So when they come to the and say, next, have in that Rasulullah will testify that you are the messenger of Allah. And that's yes, you are the messenger of Allah, but Allah testified that what? That the Munafiqun are telling lies. Meaning they are not truthful in this statement, in this testimony that they are proclaiming. So when one says Kalimat Shahada, one must say it with truth. Alright? You know, just like Allah says again, Papan the same hypocrite. Wamina na, man yakulu, amanna. Amanna lillahi wa biyawmil akhir, Allah says, wa man hum بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض وزادهم الله مرضا. Alright, Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Among people are those who say, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, we believe in Allah, وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ and Day of Judgment, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, but they are not believers. They are saying it, but Allah says they are not believers. يخادعون الله, they think they are deceiving Allah. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَىٰ أَمْسَهُمْ وَلَوْلَيْنَ أَمْسَهُمْ. They think they are Allah and those who believe. Alright? But Allah says, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَىٰ أَمْسَهُمْ. But they do not deceive anybody except themselves. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ, but they don't know that they are deceiving themselves. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, in their heart is disease. Okay? In their heart is disease. So, you must say it, you know, with truth. Okay? You must say it with truth. No matter the situation you find yourself. And that's why that is the essence of trial. You know, when Allah tries us with calamity at times, the essence is for it to become manifest to people. Alright? Whether you are truthful in this your right hand or not. Some people say that in that, but at the slightest trial, they have abandoned Islam. Have you not seen people going to prayer houses, going to visit bishops for miracle? Muslims. Muslims don't. You know, I used to tell this story all the time. Of one thing I saw, I witnessed one day that up to there I find it difficult to forget. There was a day I was going to hold holy water very early in the morning, some years back. Very, very early in the morning, I was going to attend a reconciliation meeting. After that, I was supposed to pray for Lassi Sube in that month, but I told them I would not be able. So I prayed for Lassi Sube in my mouth, all right, and after that, I took a bite and I was going to the mosque in that area. And as I was going, you know, after the meeting, we were going to be choked. On that day, like the previous night, they held what they call night vigil or whatever. So as I was going, I was on a bike, I was going, and I saw people, the program had ended and people were coming up. Alright? And I saw women in hijab. This is normal, small, small hijab. I saw women coming up with hijab. When I saw it, I thought maybe the sleep was not clear from my eyes. I had to clean my eyes very well and look in it. Am I seeing what I'm seeing? And what I was seeing was three. When I got to where I was going, I asked them, this was what I saw on my own property. They said, yes, this was Muslims. Pardon me. Going to look for me. Alright? Maybe they have sickness or afflictions or whatever. They are not truthful. Alright, they are not truthful. That's what Allah says in the Quran. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ أَنَّهُمْ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they don't believe in God because they say we believe? Not his right, just because I beat Allah and I can't do that, I'll come and tell you. You write exam, alright? Allah will try you. Allah says, well, I've got the first time I've been in the morning. We try those who are important. When they act the man who comes to the dinner, follow. And now we know those who are truth in that decision. وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّا أَنْكَدْ يُعَلِّمُ اللَّهُ وَأَلِمَا So when you say that, number, you must say it with truthfulness. Okay? You must say it with truthfulness. And that's why the Prophet said also, making a clear expression to indicate that truthfulness is the condition. He said, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰ اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سِنْ كَانْ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ Alright, that there's nobody who will testify that there is no one of us except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah did come in company with truth from his mind. Illa haramahuma min an-nar. Except that Allah will make hellfire to be there upon you. Allah will not admit you to hellfire if you say la ilaha illallah truthfully. So it means before la ilaha illallah will benefit you and save you from hellfire, you must say it was truthfully. Alright, sit come in company. The sixth condition is what al-ikhlas, sincerity. Okay? When you say la ilaha illallah, you must say sincerely. Alright? Sincerely. Okay? Without sincerity, it will not benefit you. That was Allah said in the Quran, and the Prophet said in one of his hadiths, أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ لِشَفَاعَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ خَالِفًا لِلْقَلْبِكِ Alright? That the luckiest people luckiest among people with my intercession, those who will be lucky to have me intercede for them, are those who say La ilaha illallah khalifan lilqalbi. Alright, it's one who says La ilaha with sincerity in his mind. Okay, so you must say it sincerely. The seventh condition is love. Alright, you must love this kalima. Al-mahabba. Okay, you must love this kalima. You must love those who believe in this kalima. You must love the kalima itself, alright, and you must love your fellow Muslims. Okay, you must love your fellow Muslims. Alright, in the hadith of the Prophet, he said, فَلَاسَتْ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ مُوَجَدَ عَلَوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ Alright, he said, there are three things that whoever has them in him, then that person has, you know, achieved the sweetness of faith. Okay, what are those things? He said, أَنْ يَقُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَى اللَّهُ Alright, it's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his religion to be more beloved to him than any other person. Alright? For you to enjoy the sweetness of Iman, then Allah and his religion messenger will be more beloved to you than any other person. Okay? That وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ And that you should love somebody not because of anything but because of Allah. Okay, when you love anybody, you should love that person because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the problem we have. Last week I was delivering a lecture somewhere on marital harmony. And I was saying that one of the ways to promote marital harmony is for both the husband and wife to love each other for the sake of Allah. Okay? Not to love each other for any other consideration. Because any other consideration is temporary. Okay? It can be. But when they love each other, sincerely for the sake of Allah, that is permanent. You understand? So, when you love anybody, whether your wife or your children or any other person, you must love them for the sake of Allah. Alright? That means that you will wish for them, alright, that they should gain the mercy of Allah. Okay? You will wish for them that they should gain the mercy of Allah. So, you will make the love of Allah Allah, rival, the same other guy They make them rivals to Allah. يُحِبُّونَهُ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. They love those rivals the way they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah described Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ عَمُنْ. But as for those who believe, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. They have the most severe love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, so they will not equate their love for Allah with love for any other being. So these are the seven conditions of La ilaha illallah. Alright, teach them to your family, teach them to your children. Alright, let them memorize the seven conditions of La ilaha illallah and the seven conditions of La ilaha illallah. Alright, the first one of them was Al-Ilm, knowledge. Alright, knowledge. The second we said certainty. Alright? The third we said what? Acceptance. So you must accept it. And we talked about that. The fourth one we said submission. Alright? The fifth one we said what? We said truthfulness. You must say it truthfully. Isn't it? Then the sixth one we said what? Sincerity. And the last one we said what? The love. So you must love the kalima. Seven conditions of La ilaha illallah. What are the children? Memorizing. Alright, memorize seven conditions of La ilaha illallah. Your La ilaha illallah must fulfill these conditions before it will benefit you on the day of judgment. May Allah bless you. Having understood that, La ilaha illallah can also be nullified. Alright, somebody can be a Muslim along the line. You will do something that will nullify his La ilaha illallah. And if he dies without repentance, then he will think he is a Muslim, or he will get there and you find himself not to be a Muslim. And so it's very important that as much as we know the condition of La ilaha illallah, we should also know what can nullify our La ilaha illallah so that we protect ourselves from it. Isn't it? No, your iman should be more valuable to you than any other thing. Don't you wait, you're going to be protecting your gold or your money. That's how you should protect your demand. Don't allow anything to spoil it for you. Alright? Because it is more important than any other thing in this world. Your faith. Now, what are the qualifiers of La ilaha illallah? The first is what we all know. It was a shirk. Alright? Associated partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shirk billah. Shirk billah, it is the greatest thing in Islam. Allah shirk what? It is the greatest thing in Islam. That's why Allah says, Allah does not forgive. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَذْكِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَذْكِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive that you associate partner with it, or you forgive any other thing beside you. Okay? One would say Allah does not forgive that you associate partner with it. What would mean by that is that if you die committing shirk, okay? But if somebody commits shirk in this world and he repents sincerely before his death, Allah will forgive. Okay? It's when you die in the place of shirk that there is no hope that Allah will forgive you again. Okay, there's no hope. But in this world, Allah will forgive. Allah can forgive anything. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Okay, that is in this world. Okay, Allah says, O you, my servant, who have wronged themselves, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not give hope. Don't give up hope in the matter of Allah. Don't lose hope in the matter of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all things. Okay, including shirk in this world. Okay, but if you die committing shirk, associating partner with Allah, when you die, stop. There is no hope of forgiveness. Alright? That's why Allah says, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. Alright? Allah says that whoever has shirk with Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has made paradise prohibited upon that person. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. And his final abode will be hellfire. هم الظالمين من الأبطال يرد وقت الحبلو حلفا. So when you die from this ship, you are going to be in heaven. Shirk can take so many forms. Alright? It can take so many forms. Worshipping idols. Some people think shirk is just about going in front of the idol. Worship idol. So that's what it means. Worshipping idol is part of shirk. Okay? It can take so many forms. Alright? When you worship idol, when you call on others inside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you take people or other beings as intermediary between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's also an aspect of shirk. This is a form of shirk. You see, taking intermediaries between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to understand it properly as it is. Okay? So that we don't become extremists and we don't become too relaxed in our understanding. Okay? It is haram. It is haram to take intermediaries between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? However, when you take this intermediary and you believe, okay, you believe in your mind that this intermediary has the power by themselves, alright, to fulfill your needs, to grant your needs, or to protect you from your fears, then you are committing idolatry. Okay? But when you believe that this intermediary do not themselves have the power to grant your needs or to protect you from your fears. Rather, your going close to them is a means of them taking you closer to God. Because this kind of belief is also shirk, but what is it? Minor shirk. The first one takes you out of the plan completely. The second one makes you to be committing a major sin. Because minor shirk is equivalent to major sin. Do we understand? So, for example, somebody who takes his route to the grave of a wali, for example. You know people who visit so many graves? I call it wali. You know, one wali thing. The Shia, you know the Shia, the man? You know the worship of Hussein. And they have built tombs for Hussein in different places. Okay? He has a tomb in Iraq. He has in Iran. He has in Egypt. That of Egypt, me, I just said it face to face. I saw it. He has in Syria, two places. In Syria, that's it. Look at this. One of my teachers, he was saying, he's a man that he has friends. He's a man that he has friends everywhere. Now, the thing is, when you go to this tomb, the one in Egypt, I always said that one. Alright, at the time I was traveling, I had 24 hours time. So I decided to, you know, feed my eyes. I went to go down to see what is happening in the country. And somebody took me to that place, in Syria. Alright, it's close to Jemen and Azar. It's very close to Jemen and Azar. So I went there, and I went into the place. It's a very big mosque. Inside the mosque is where they constructed the tomb. So when you step into that mosque, you go to that tomb. So yeah, I was standing there, and I saw people with this booklet of dua. Arabs, and they were crying and they were supplicating, reading this supplication. And I was listening to what they were saying. And you'll be hearing them, oh Hussein, grant my wish. You see a woman, oh Hussein, I have been barren since I got married. Grant me the fruit of the womb. Do this for me, do this for me, do that for me. Protect me from my fear, this and that. You understand? This is major shift. Because they are calling on him directly to grant their wish. Because some people will come there with their arm outside the door, and they will slaughter it. They make their sacrifice. Some of them believe that they are doing this sacrifice directly to the person in the tree. When they do this, they are committing major sin. Some of them will come with the ram and say, I am doing this sacrifice to Allah, but I am coming to do it here because this place is the holy site. If I do it here, Allah will answer me more to this. Because here we say they are committing what? Minor sin. Alright? They are committing minus it. I hope you understand the difference. So I don't want that everybody is becoming, so that's not a thing. Get it? So we should understand things the way they are. Now, so shirk is a major nullifier. These people that take intermediaries, when they tell them, don't take intermediaries, they'll tell you, we are not worshiping them. We are only calling on them so that you bring up close to Allah. That was the same thing that the Quraysh said. سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. So Allah called it shirk. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. They worship beside Allah. مَا لَا يَقُولُونَ. What cannot harm them. وَلَا يَقُولُونَ. And it cannot benefit them. وَيَقُولُونَ. And they will be saying, هَؤُلَا. These people that we are worshiping, شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They are our intercessors beside of Allah. And that is قُلْ أَتُدَبِّرُونَ اللَّهِ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ قُلْ صَلَى اللَّهِ. Say, are you going to be informing Allah of what doesn't know in the heavens and the earth? Allah knows what you are doing. So what you are saying, Allah knows the reality of what you are saying. And it is subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory be to Allah. Allah is free from, Allah is most high from what they are actually partners with. So Allah calls their hands as what? Shirk. Oh, that's one. The second thing that nullifies your la'idah in Allah is what? It's what scholars call Mallan Yukabbir al-Kafir. Alright, one who does not declare a kafir to be a kafir. A kafir that his kufr is very clear in the Quran and the Sunnah. Okay? Meaning, if you say you are a believer, a Muslim, you must believe in your mind, alright, that Islam is the only religion. Only true religion. Do you understand? If you believe that Islam is just a religion. Other religions too are also religions. We are all worshiping the same God. You know what I'm saying? But people are saying the same. We are all worshiping the same God. We don't like you. Sharia for what I do. In the East and the West and Islam. But the only religion in the heart of Allah is what? وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever speaks any other religion outside Allah, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Alright, Allah will not accept. And your judgment will be among believers. This is what every Muslim is doing. So, whoever Allah SWT has declared in Kafir, you must also believe that such a person is a Kafir. You must also believe that such a person is a Kafir.
This, our young brother, something is from church.
The third thing that nullifies one's Islam is believing. Alright? Believing that the ruling of other than Allah and His Messenger is equal to the ruling of Allah and His Messenger, or is even better than the ruling of Allah and His Messenger. Because this is closely related to the previous point. Get my statement very clear. Whoever believes that the guardian or the ruling of other than Allah and His Messenger is equal to the ruling of Allah and His Messenger, or is better than the ruling of Allah and His Messenger, such a person becomes a kafir or a mushrik or a kafir. Alright? If he believes it's equal, it's a mushrik. If he believes it's better, it's a kafir. people. There are people. Let us start one thing. There are people who seek other ways inside the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because they believe that those rulings are equal to that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the president, but because of war, or because of selfishness. You understand? Such a person is coming. He is committing sin, right? Or he sees a Muslim. I'll give an example. I know somebody. The politician is dead now. May Allah have mercy on him. He's dead. I'm not mentioning his name. Some of you know him. He's popular. It's not from this state. Anyway, it's from Kaduna State. He married a white man, a white woman from America. He has lived in America before. Okay? So when he stayed there, he married one woman there. The woman was very rich. Okay? She inherited the fortune of her father. Along the line, they lived there for long. Along the line, they had an understanding. And the woman said to him, divorce me. Okay? I will not divorce you. Go to her. You understand? Ordinarily, he would adopt the one half and let her go. Okay? The woman is based in Europe. The woman wanted to come to Nigeria and seek divorce from the Sharia court in Nigeria. He blocked her way. The other side, he preferred her to go to an American court. He used his own lawyer in seeking that the marriage was not conducted in Nigeria. So she cannot come to Nigeria to seek divorce. She must seek divorce in America. The other side, why? Because by their law, if she goes to seek divorce, they share her property to go to. And you take her. Hear what I'm saying? So you can see, here is somebody who he wants to say, I want to come to Nigeria and go to a Sharia court. Alright? In which case, you know what you call an holy. She only returns just the dowry, and that's all. You get it? You know, I don't want anymore. Go to the one in America. So that. So I will have half of my property. You can see he is preferring the ruling of other than Allah. Not because he believes it's better than that of Islam. Hear that. But because of selfishness. What it is. Alright? The desire for what it is. Such a man who will not come and say he's a Catholic. No, he's not a Catholic. He's still a Muslim. Alright? For that, by his actions, he is committing a very big sin in Islam. You understand? So, there are people who seek ruling, rather than the ruling of Allah, not because they believe they are better, but because of selfishness. Some other people seek the ruling. This becomes the first category of their community. They are still Muslims for their community. There are other people who go to seek the ruling of other than Allah and expressing their, not because of selfishness, or because they believe they are better, but because of selfishness. As in the case of most of us here in Nigeria. Not any case, Sharia of having you, there are cases that we cannot accept it. Whether you like it or not, you will go to the human court. You understand? And the judgment there is because they were the Quran and Sunnah. Alright? But if you don't go there, you can't claim your right. You understand? Here we see there is problem. Alright? There is because of necessity. Alright? And so we will not say you have not committed kufur and you are not really committing anything. Because if you don't go, that is what it is necessary. This person has no sin, inshallah. Then the third person is the person who believes that the ruling of other than Allah is similar to that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyone, whether it's a malaika, I go to this one, if I like, I go to this one. This person is committing shirk. Alright? Committing shirk and act of hope. Okay? And the fourth category is the person who believes that no, the ruling of Allah, is even better than the ruling of Allah. And just like white Muslims who are clamoring for Sharia, you find some prominent Nigerians saying that, how can you be coming? How can you be coming over there and in the first century? How can you be? They believe that more people is better than Sharia. Sharia is barbaric, it is archaic. One year from now. So, the first thing that nullifies one Islam is when you hate anything among the guardians of the Prophet. When you, in your mind, you hate the provision of the Sharia, it makes you become a Christian. Allah says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَحْسَ لَهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Alright? That's what the Quran says. كَرِهُوا مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَحْسَ لَهُمْ. Those who disbelieve, look at the beginning of the verse. Allah called them disbelievers. Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا those who disbelieve, فَتَحْسَ لَهُمْ. Destruction to be upon them. Alright? وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And Allah has rendered their deeds in vain. Why? بِذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ. Because they hate what Allah has revealed. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And that rendered their deeds in vain. Okay? So hating in your mind, real hatred for what the Sharia says, alright, is an act of if you are late, alright, you cannot practice supposition of the Sharia. Know that in you that you are lazy for you understand and your faith is weak, but do not hate it in your mind. You understand? We have our sisters who don't use the job. Alright? Let them know that they are committing sin by not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. But they should not in their mind hate. Alright? I've seen a woman who fought her daughter over the job. The daughter insisted on putting on the job and the woman said, my daughter will never wear it. Allah. At the point in time, she took all the hijab of the sister and burned it. This is practical hatred. The woman is demonstrating hatred for the Sharia. Okay? So that's why when you demonstrate real hatred, okay, it takes you out of Islam. Alright? But when you are lazy, alright? When you are lazy, or you feel that body of composition from the Sharia, know that you are being lazy. This is different, but to demonstrate practical interest is all right now your being moving. The fifth thing that nullifies your La ilaha illallah is what? Is mocking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you mock Allah or his prophet or the religion, then you become a kafir. Right? You become a kafir. The reason, the evidence for this is what? In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Alright? You see, Allah says, say, it is Allah. Okay, قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ and his signs, وَرَسُولِهِ and his messenger, كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ that you are mocking, لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Don't give any excuse. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. You have believed after you have believed. So when you mock Allah, this verse was revealed when the Prophet was returning back from the battle of Tabuk. Okay? The Prophet went with his companion from Medina, they went to a town called Tabuk in Saudi Arabia. Okay? There was jihad there. After the jihad, they were on their way coming, going back to Medina. Among the people who went to them, there were people of this thing. Alright? As they were coming back, you know, it's a very far distance. So they will be alighting, resting on their way to spend days before they get back to Medina. So in one of their camps, like in one of those days, they decide to alight and have a camp and rest. Some people gathered, alright? When they gathered, they were sitting down, you know, gathered around the fire, and they were talking, drinking, and the prophet started mocking the prophet and his companions. Alright? You are saying this companion, They are people, they are cowards. If you don't fight with it, you fight. There are people who are interested in what it is. As they were mocking the Prophet and his companions, one of them immediately stood up and said, I will go and report to the Prophet. When that one stood up, meaning he does not agree with what they were saying, and he did not participate in them. Rather, he stood up and said, I will go and report to the Prophet. As he was going, he met the Prophet had already, slammed his horse and was about to move. And in the process, just before he started talking, Allah sent the dream to this one, to Allah, to the Prophet, to tell him that those people are no longer believers. One of them, when he had that, one of those who were participating in this discussion, when he had that a revelation had been made to the Prophet concerning them, he quickly stood up and ran to the Prophet and was saying, إِنَّمَا كُنَا نَقُولُ وَنَلْعَبُ. Alright? We were just kissing and playing, nothing more. And the Prophet did not tell him, just repeated to him, قُلْ أَبِلَّهِ وَآيَةٌ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرْ. Don't give any excuse. For the support of Father Ibrahim. So, when you mock the religion, when you mock our sisters in Hijab, or you mock our brothers in Jain, or our brothers in Religion, their scholars, when you mock anything, you mock the Quran, you mock the verses of the Quran, you mock the bounty of Allah Ta'ala in paradise. And you say, they say, we'll have these students in paradise. And they start mocking. Alright? Or you mock Allah's punishment in hellfire. Or you mock anything about the religion. Because it's trying to become incarnate. The religion is not a matter of faith. Alright? It's a serious matter. It's not something to be, to have to joke with. When you sit down with the people mocking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the message of Allah or any sign of the religion, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to stop them. If they refuse to stop, stand up and leave. But if you sit down and you keep quiet, Allah says, in your position, leave me. Okay? Allah says, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَوْا بِهَا وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَقُومُوا فِي حَدِيثِ الْبَيْتِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. Allah says, if you hear, alright, you have people mocking the signs of Allah, وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ, don't speak with them, alright, leave them. إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ, otherwise you will be like them. You sit down with them, you will be like them. The next thing that modifies the plan is what? A second. Okay? A second. What is black money? Or chance? Or witchcraft? All these kind of things nullify your plan. That is the Quran. All my capital in my mind. Alright? So, speaking of singing, of practicing it, is total and part of the belief. Prophet also said in another hadith, he's telling you, as never as you regard. Alright? Then you go run away. It's time to step from seven great destroyers. What are they? The first invention was shirk. The second is a singing. Alright? When you practice money. Or, something like that. So, in the seventh thing that requires that is helping the unbelievers against the believers. Okay? When you help the unbelievers against the believers, alright, it makes you become a Catholic. If you need to understand something very clearly, Islam does not prohibit you from associating with unbelievers. Okay? Islam does not prohibit you from relating with Christians or with Jews. So, Allah says in the Quran, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. إن الله يحب المقتدين. Allah says, لا ينهاكم الله. Allah does not prohibit you. From those who do not fight you, the unbelievers who are not fighting, لم يقاتلوكم في الدين. ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم. And those who do not expel you from your town. Right? Allah does not prohibit you but from the world. And so who say who Ilayhi. Allah does not prohibit you from being just to them. And number of women, to be kind to them, or focus to Ilayhi, and to be just to them. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muqsitin. Allah loves those who are just. Look at it. So Allah does not prohibit us from relating with unbelievers. A beneficial thing for us in this modern life. Okay? But and at the same time, Allah commands us to be just to them. Meaning that if a Christian and a Muslim is competing for one thing, and the Christian is more qualified than the Muslim, give it to the Christian. Be just. Alright? Be just. Allah commands us to be just to them. Allah also does not command us to go and start killing unbelievers. In fact, the Prophet said that whoever kills a mu'ani, that's an unbeliever, who has a peace treaty, all right, between him and the believer. There's a peace treaty of living together in peace. If you kill such an unbeliever, Allah says, you will not perceive the scent of paradise. Even though the scent of paradise can be perceived from a distance of 500 years, that's when you kill an unbeliever. You get it? So for you to see how Islam protects the right of unbelievers, living with Muslims. Sometimes they go out, somebody asked me, I was telling them, if they are fighting in Kaduna now, Muslims are still fighting. Allah does not say that we Muslims will carry our hands and start killing the Christians here. No, that's not the teaching of Islam. You understand? But this one here, I won't handle. I want you to start fighting them. That's not the teaching of Islam. But we're talking about a situation where one or nine is unbeliever to harm the Muslims. To do something that will harm the Muslims. If when somebody does this, let them do it out of Islam. I'll give an example. Sometimes ago, I've mentioned that a long time ago. Sometimes ago, a musician did a song, and the individual of that song, a brought women. Putting on the hijab, you understand? This is an act of mocking against Islam, isn't it? When he did this, there is an organization called the Muslim Rights Council. I hope you know that. Muslim Rights Council. Muslim Rights Council released a statement, alright, commanding that musician to retrieve that video. Because it's an insult against the Muslims. And even threatening to sue the musician to court. You understand? This musician is not a musician. He knows how to handle cases and how to kill and defeat anybody and go against them in the court. What did they do? They simply went and got another group of those ones who came out and did a press release. Alright, and the third one, we are Muslims and we believe that this video is not an insult to our faith. Hear us, sir. So tell me, if Muslim rights are supposed to come, can they put their case now? When another group of Muslims are also saying that we don't feel insulted by this video. See, by that, their case has been defeated. This type of Muslims, by the time they are delivered. If they do not repent, because this is what? Conniving with unbelievers against them. So when you put things like this, it takes you out of the religion. Now, that's what Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُ مِنْكُمْ فَهُوَ مِنْهُ. Whoever takes them as friends and allies among you, then he becomes part of them. Oh, another thing that takes you out of Islam is when you believe that somebody either you yourself or any other person among your the awliya, as they call it. It can go the Sharia. There are people like that who believe that they will say that they have reached a level in their faith that, you know, the rules and regulations of the Sharia now is for the commoner, not for special people like them. So if somebody thinks it is shaped, they will be, you must be able to pray. The answer is to say that he prays in Makkah. He told God to go to Makkah and pray and come back to Nigeria. They will not fast. They don't use that. It doesn't fast. If you tell them, they will tell you that this is ill with barking. We will reach the level of ill with barking. When someone believes in this, they say, the final thing is what? It's turning away at the era, turning away from the religion of Allah. Such that one does not practice, one does not learn it, one does not do anything about the religion. It's just man of Idris by name. It's Idris, the most example of what? He doesn't pray, he doesn't fast, he doesn't do anything. Alright? When a person becomes like that, he's simply out of the religion. You understand? That's like that. I know somebody like that. He's a Muslim. And I was born a Muslim, but he doesn't pray. He doesn't do anything that has to do with it. He's just a Muslim. If you ask him, what is your religion? And the Muslim will establish. So, when somebody comes away completely from the religion, what is that thing? He's out of Islam. Now, these are the nullifiers of La ilaha illallah. Briefly, before I run off, let me talk about Shahada to Anna Muhammadan Rasulullah to testify that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two will go together. Alright? If you say La ilaha illallah and you say Muhammad Rasulullah, then your La ilaha illallah is not, it's invalid. Alright? The two must go together. What does it mean to testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? Allah says what it means is that it means for him. Alright? فَأَعَتُهُ بِمَا أَمَرَ. Alright, you must obey the Prophet in whatever he commands. Alright? فَأَعَتُهُ بِمَا أَمَرَ. You must obey him. Whatever the Prophet commands, you must obey. وَمَا آتَكُمْ رَسُولُ فَأُوتُوهُ. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Alright, whatever the Prophet commands you, you should take it. And whatever the Prophet forbids you, then you should abstain from it. So, you must obey the commandments of the Prophet. That's what it means to testify that he is the Prophet of Allah. Right, you must believe in him in whatever information that he has given. The Prophet has told us so many things about this religion, you must believe. He has told us so many things about the history of the rule of the past, you must believe. He has told us so many things about the signs of the last hour, things that will happen in the future, we must believe in them. We must not say that these things are unrealistic. No, we must submit in totality. We believe in the information. Why? Because for my people are in power, in war, in the Wahyun, you have. God does not come out of his own selfish desire. Whatever he says is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must believe in his statement. And you must abstain from whatever he prohibits. Whatever he cautions us from, we must abstain from it. And the last thing is, وَأَنَّا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ. Allah will not worship Allah except with that which the Prophet has legislated. No matter how knowledgeable a person is, you cannot know Islam better than the Prophet. Is it possible? It's not possible. You cannot know this Islam better than the Prophet. And that's why the Prophet Allah has set it as an example. That's why the Quran Allah says, Rasulullah, Uswatun Hasana. Liman kana yarju Allah wal yawm al-akhir. Allah has said that you have in the mercy of Allah the best example. Alright, first what will happen? Liman kana yarju Allah. For whoever hopes to meet Allah. Alright? So we must worship Allah according to the teaching of the Prophet. May Almighty Allah increase us in knowledge, Ya Allah, may Allah protect our iman. Wa natalamu bihamdik. Inshallah, ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.